Hello, hello. Welcome back yet again. This is Marsh and Artie.
Hello.
So we're going to be talking about the deep thoughts we've been having.
It's going to be fun. I was thinking about, like, we're going to say our deep thoughts and we're just going to talk about it. Like, you know, yes. make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, you start.
I really hope this one doesn't make me sound like insane, but I was sitting at theater yesterday and I was just like, is reality a simulation?
Huh, that's an interesting thought to be having in theater.
I couldn't get my voice to be the way that the teacher wanted, so I was like, why?
Well, I think it's depending how you look at it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do feel like this is a simulation, right?
Exactly.
And like, there have been many like sort of spottings of glitches in the Matrix, you know?
Mm-hmm. The Mandela effect.
Exactly, yeah. Like, and it's like, weird.
It's really weird. I've seen some very interesting things in my ye olde years of life.
Me too. This story that I'm gonna tell you just happened just like recently. It's a short one, but mm-hmm. I was hungry. I was home from school. I was hungry, so I decided to make pasta. Right. I think I sent you a picture. If I didn't, I'll send it.
Okay.
And like, I was like cooking, baking pasta. Like, I put in 2 packs of the swirly pasta. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah. I was mixing so it doesn't burn and like stuff. And like, mm-hmm. I wanted to taste test it. The first one that I picked out wasn't a swirly. It was the brown ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that happen? Like, the two of the same packs has one round in it, one roundy in it. This, not the spirals, but the round one. Like, it's weird. Yes.
It's weird.
How does that happen?
I have no idea. Like, the thing that originally got me thinking that reality could be a simulation is that, like, sorry that I'm talking about theater so much, but
that's okay.
Currently, we are preparing to have, like, to voice an audio guy for this, like, one place, like, this historic museum or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And coincidentally, like, a lot of people just got sick at the same time.
Really?
Yes, like 3 people. And we're, like, a group of 6 people, so, like, half of us were just sick. The other half were, like, barely holding on.
How does that happen?
Bestie, you tell me. I was confused.
When was this?
This week.
This week?
Yeah, literally, like, last week, like, pretty much all of us were there. All of us were thriving, saying our lines, reading incorrectly, and our teacher yelled at us, and this week everyone got sick.
Huh. Sounds like rebelling against the teacher. It sounds like It sounds like the sickness you had was like, I had enough of this teacher. Let me just, you know, put you all to rest.
Enough of your transphobia, miss. Hold on.
Exactly.
No, but like, literally, like, half of us got sick. And like, 2 people from my class and I go to theater. Both of them got sick. Then like, one of the people from your class that goes to theater, the one I'm talking about, got sick. Even I was sick at some point this week, so.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right? Like, bro.
Okay. I'll tell you, like, a deep thought I've been having, too.
All right.
You know, like, 0 Celsius is equal to 273 Kelvin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, physics nerd.
It's not physics. It's like math, I think. And then, does 0 degrees Celsius plus 0 degrees Celsius equal 546 Kelvin?
Oh, God.
Like, 0 plus 0 equals 546. Is that possible?
Our math teachers will bash us over the heads, I swear to God. Because, like, I'm thinking about this logistically, which, like, technically, at first glance, yes, that would be the case, but also 0 plus 0 still equals 0, so would it still be, like, the 200-something?
But wouldn't that mean, like, if 0 degrees Celsius plus 0 degrees Celsius equals 0 degrees Celsius, which does equal to 546 Kelvin, because, like, 0 plus 0 Celsius plus 0 Celsius is 546. But then, does that mean that the other 0% 0 degrees Celsius plus another the same 0 degrees Celsius equals to 1,000 and something Kelvin? Like, it's a paradox, isn't it?
It really is. Oh my God.
Like, it's math. And, like, I'm not that bad in math. But this, it just rocks my brain.
Yeah. You know? I'm mediocre at math, and this confuses me.
Like, yeah. That's my little deep thought.
Maybe I should ask my chemistry teacher.
I started going, you know, your chemistry teacher. I started going to your chemistry teacher with Amelia to, you know, extra chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun. And I have another chemistry test in 2 weeks. So.
Oh, I just had one. I also got my grade back recently.
And? Is it that bad?
No, I'm at the top of my class in chemistry. I got a 9.
Oh my God. Teach me your knowledge.
I was laughing because everyone else in my class was like complaining how they're like they like barely have a 4 or a 5, and then there's just me with like 9.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, I'm barely holding up with a 5.
Oh, bestie.
Okay, your turn.
Oh boy. Let's see. Oh. Having these like really deep philosophical thoughts apparently, because like what happens after you die?
Oh boy, that's a topic.
Oh, like I do believe that there is like some kind of life after death.
Yeah, I do too. I think I believe more in like reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And not as much as heaven and hell.
Yeah, I don't really believe in heaven or hell. Maybe you just chill as a ghost.
I mean, there have been, like, weird, like, ghost sightings and such.
Oh, so dude, maybe that's true. Dude, my house is so haunted. Dude, like, literally. I don't know if... maybe it's like a side effect of my anxiety or something, but I've been seeing some weird things in my room for like a while now.
Jesus Christ.
I attribute it to it being a ghost, and it doesn't really harm me, so I'm pretty chill with the ghost if it is a ghost.
Okay, about the reincarnation part, if we like think of it in like a again, from, like, a science perspective, in chemistry, like, say,
mm-hmm.
no matter ever, like, disappears, like, nothing disappears.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I believe in reincarnation, because, like, no matter ever disappears. So, like, yeah. Where does the spirits in art, in my sense, matter, spirits, go after? Do they go as ghosts, reincarnation, or what else? Where else is there?
Yeah, because, like, it has been scientifically proven that, like, souls do exist. They have a body mass, actually.
Whoa, that's specific.
Yeah, it was like 0.3 grams or something. I can't remember the exact number, but my therapist told me about it.
The more you know, I guess.
I know, right? So, like, what happens to the souls after they leave the body? Like,
that's an interesting question.
Yeah, maybe. It's like, is there, like, maybe, like, a... There's a certain amount of souls that can, like, exist all at once, and if someone dies, does the soul get, like, shoved into the next baby that's being born?
Or, hear me out, they go to another parallel universe.
The multiverse theory.
Yeah, the multiverse theory. Maybe it's true.
I mean, I do think that it is definitely possible.
Yeah, if it's not scientifically disproven, anything's possible.
I don't know. Every time I think of reincarnation, I think about this one time where I was told by someone that this one girlie from your class thinks that she is the reincarnation of this one Latvian literature author.
Who? Amelia?
Who?
Amelia?
No, Amelie, Evelyn told me about it, she said that it was, Elle.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, that, I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest.
Maybe we should bleep out their names, because, like, we don't really have their consent.
Yeah, I'll try to do that.
You're amazing.
I know. Okay. My deep thought. It's like... Again, math. I don't know why I associate everything with, like, math. Math is
pretty fascinating, to be fair.
It is fascinating. Did you know, like, 10% of an hour is 6 minutes? Does it feel like that, though?
Oh, God.
Like, 6 minutes of an hour is, like, 10%. But it doesn't feel like the 10% of an hour has passed when you reach the 6 minutes. Like, it's, again, a weird feeling. Like, it's weird.
I mean, yeah, but also I don't go around my daily life being like, I've experienced this much percent out of the hour currently.
Yeah, true.
But it is a weird thought.
It's like, it was like a weird thought. Like, I was in the middle of my math test. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't know how to answer the question on paper, so I was like, wait, it's like 6 minutes been passed. Does it count as, like, what percent? I was thinking of, like, what percentage of an hour is, like, 6 minutes? Like, it was so wildly specific in that moment.
Damn.
Yeah.
I guess math really has us thinking about the real questions.
True.
Next time I go into my math class, I'm just gonna think about all the weird shit that's going on.
Okay.
Oof, let's see. This is more of like a philosophical question than anything else, but if you could have dinner with any one person, dead, alive, whatever, who would you pick?
Ooh, that is a very interesting question. For me, it would probably be... This might be a bit controversial.
Ooh, tell me.
But, like, Hitler. Hear me out.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting that.
Hear me out. It's okay. Like, I would probably do that for, like, a history project, because, and a psychology project. Because I want to know what prompted him. like to think and do all of the shit he did, you yeah. know. I really would love to know his thought process. Was it that did he honestly think there was something, you know, going on, or was it just like he wanted to show off power? You know,
that is pretty fascinating.
What about you?
Oof. I have two candidates, but I have to pick between one of them because it's only fair.
Yeah.
I'd say... no, hear me out. But yes, I think I'd have a nice dinner with Princess Diana of Wales.
Oh, that is a good one. Oh my god. The icon. Yes.
The icon. I was also thinking maybe Marilyn Monroe. Yeah,
hold on. It's okay. Marilyn Monroe, that also is a good one.
Like, the reason I would like to have a dinner with Marilyn Monroe is, like, she had a very interesting death. And I would like to find out more about her life, honestly. I think I'm just very fascinated with the strong, powerful ladies of history.
I mean, slay, I guess. That's what I'm going to say. Right? Because Princess Diana, I would also like to know, like, what was her life like? And, like, her dad also was, like, really suspicious, you know?
Yeah, it was very, very, very suspicious.
Like, was it, like, a planned accident? Or was it assassination? Or... like, did Diana feel followed in that moment?
Mm-hmm. Because, like, she predicted her own death. Do you know that?
No, I don't. Tell me.
Okay, so there's, like, a thing where I forgot who she wrote this note. I think she wrote the note for someone in the royal family and then gave it to, like, one of her butlers or something, and it basically said that she would die in a car crash.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about living in the Matrix.
I know, right?
That is so weird.
It's very weird.
Whoa, okay.
My next one is more lighthearted, so okay, go ahead.
Like, we're going deep down in, like, the mysterious crevices of the world.
Well... what else did you expect when I'm having a podcast with me?
I mean, true. Okay, this is going to be a bit more, like, dirty, so, like...
oh, okay, do tell.
Think about it. You've been deeper inside your mom than your dad ever has.
That is quite an opener.
I know. Talk about insulting your dad.
I know, right? Honestly, slayed.
If I had, like, an English dad, I would definitely use it on him.
Yeah.
Like, it would be satisfying, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Now you've got me thinking about that one, dude.
Yeah.
Oh. If only I would have the audacity.
I think you do have the audacity.
I do have a lot of audacity. I'll keep that one in mind.
Do that. Because, like, I was thinking maybe telling him, like, the moment I board my plane, like, the moment before I board my plane to move out to another country.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be a power move.
That would be a power move.
I mean, this just proves that the wise words of our queen Doja Cat, men ain't shit.
True, yeah. Okay.
Except for you. You are the shit. You're amazing.
Thank you. I don't want to insult you, so I'm just gonna say you are the best.
Oh.
I don't want to say you are the shit, but you are the best.
Thank you. I didn't mean to insult you by
saying. No. It wasn't. I know what you meant by that. I just don't, you know, like, particularly say that.
It's okay.
It's a weird autistic thing.
Oh my god. Are we both on the spectrum?
Yeah, apparently I am.
Oh, apparently I am too, man.
Damn.
Dude, I was in design class, and the person sitting next to me was like, you have autism. I was like, that's a very interesting opener. So he looked up the symptoms of autism, and I ticked off pretty much every box.
Did you know there is this thing, like, an autism test? You know? Like,
I would assume there is, yes.
Online. Like, I don't... you, like, answer, like, these questions, like, these multiple choice questions, mm-hmm. and then, like, you would have a score. And, like, if you are over, like, this the certain amount, you probably are autistic. Let me see if I can find my somewhere.
I mean, nowadays there's pretty much a test for everything.
It was the embraceautism.com. Oh, yeah, and it's, if you're over 60, then you should, like, look into that. I have 96.
I'm going to take that test later and then let you know my results.
Okay, please do.
Because I don't know how much I trust online tests, though, because once I took a schizophrenia test and it said that I have, like, somewhere around 80 or 90%.
Yikes.
Okay. So, like, I've been chilling.
Yeah. Okay. Whose turn is it now?
Mine.
Yours. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. I just recently remembered that my old Latvian teacher still thinks about me, because she, like, now for the ninth graders, for their exam speeches, she specifically says not to talk about private topics or, like, personal matters in their speeches. Because during my ninth grade exam speech, I talked about how I hallucinate and have sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I remember you telling me something about that.
Yes, the teacher, when I told that speech, looked absolutely mortified. There was another teacher in the room who was, like, also scoring me. I have never seen that person, like, I have never seen a look of fear such as that woman held. She looked very concerned, not only for me, but for herself.
I remember, yeah, you told me something about that. Something like... about clowns or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Damn. And,
like, shadowy figures.
Yeah.
Living life, I guess.
Okay. Mine, now, it's going to be more of a question.
Uh-huh.
If you could, which historical events would you remove?
I think I know where you got this question from, because I also saw it on Reddit.
Yeah, it's not mine. It's not original.
It's okay. But which historical event would I remove? Let's see.
There are many to choose from.
There are quite a few, yes. Oh, I have to think about this one. Wait, while I think, what's your answer?
I don't actually know. I would probably say World War II.
Mm-hmm.
A it's like, you know.
I know.
World War II, it was like such a heavy topic, and I had to learn so much about it for the freaking history exam.
Wait. So your reasoning for wanting to remove World War II from history is so you wouldn't have to study about it?
That too. That's a side bonus. The main bonus would be like World War II, because like what world would be living now if it wouldn't happen? You know? Mm-hmm. Like World War I, it was like defining. If one didn't happen, the two wouldn't have happened either, but the one would happen like more in like the 2000s. And we wouldn't experience like the consequences now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, but I think we could live without World War II. Excuse me, I can't speak.
It's okay.
Like, we could have lived without it, you know.
Okay. I think I have my answer.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably remove the Asahara cult from happening. I don't think you know about this one, so I'm gonna explain it.
Please do.
So basically, in like sometime after World War II, there was this cult in Japan that was formed, run by a leader called Asahara, and he claimed that he could levitate, heal people, that he had like this magic aura about him, and a lot of people believed it, so they like joined this cult. It became a really worldwide thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like some very suspicious stuff started happening, like people in the cult would go missing. The cult would like kill their like members if they felt that they were like threatening them, or like that they're gonna leave soon. Mm-hmm. They killed this one journalist in Japan who was like threatening to expose that the cult was nothing but like lies. And the cult was actually the reason that aren't any trash cans in Japan, because they released toxic gas in the subway stations, and like a lot of people, like, first of all, a lot of people got harmed, but also it was very lethal. A lot of people died.
Huh.
And it's like considered Japan's deadliest like nuclear crime.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. That's what happens when you go online at 3 a.m. and you're bored while playing Genshin Impact and need something in the background.
Ah. So that's where you got it. Because, like, this historical event really reminds me of, like, a murder mystery case. I think it's, like, solved now. Like, it was a pretty recent one. It was the Daybell case in America. There were like these two kids, and like their like bio father had like died or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'll start from like the beginning. Like their mother, first she had like three husbands before she met like this other dude, mm-hmm. who she would eventually marry, but this other dude was like part of this what was it called, Lutherans, I think, like they
oh, okay.
he was part of this like Church of Jesus Christ with of Latter-day Saints. Mm-hmm. He was part of that, which basically means he was like something about getting ready for the end of the world, something like that.
Yes, like, I have listened to the Book of Mormon, so I know. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, wait, that you have?
Mm, When I say Book of Mormon, I'm thinking the musical.
Ah, okay. So, so anyways, and like this guy, let's call him Chad. He like he's very good at convincing to like to get people to like join and be with him. And then he meets the mom and like says like he's a master who essentially he's a master groomer and he like told the mother like what was it that you are this holy god that has sent it down to earth to like help him get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Oh god.
Yeah. And like for that, because of that, I think like both of them murdered their children, their son and daughter, and they and like nobody knew about like the kids had gone missing for like a year, because like the mother had the police were like, "Where are the kids? What happened to them?" And the mother was like, "I don't have to tell you, like I legally don't have to tell you." Like,
oh my God. It was that so, alone is so suspicious.
Like, and essentially, it was more of a cult. You oh know? God. That's what that reminded me of.
Well, I had no idea about this case, and I am the true crime fanatic among our friend group, so.
I mean, I am also a true crime fanatic. I really love like true crime. I know. I listened to Murder with my husband, and like they covered this case, and oh god, it was good.
Mm-hmm. I listened to Morbid, Crime Junkie.
Yeah,
that's yes, why yes, we yes. drank.
Yes, but like Murder with my husband also is a good one. I recommend. Go ooh, listen.
I'm gonna have to check that one out.
Like it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where were we?
This is I think it was my event. Turn now. Yeah,
yes, now it is your turn.
Mm-hmm. What would be your last meal? If you could choose anything to eat as your last meal before it's lights out, what would it be?
I'm thinking you're getting this from, like, the throw sentences, right?
Sure, yeah.
Because essentially, before killing the, you know, the sentenced ones that, like, are on death row, they get to have a meeting with their family and one final meal.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm thinking... Like, I know there were many, like, loopholes you can go.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to do any loopholes. I think I would. Chicken nuggets.
Just chicken nuggets?
Three whole bowls of chicken nuggets. Then I'll be happy.
Okay. Very... interesting response.
Like, I would essentially still, if I would survive the death row or anything, I would still essentially die of, if I did it an alternate day, if I ate like three bowls of chicken nuggets, I would still essentially die from like, I think it was too much metal in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well do it before on my death row, because I would still die anyways, just faster.
Yeah.
So, like, no consequences, really. Just death. Nothing too much.
Well, you see, I kind of have a similar theme going on where, like, I'll die because of the food I'm eating.
Which one?
Oh, I have a list.
Oh. Okay.
I would say that it's a pretty hefty list.
Okay. Go ahead.
So... I'd start off with iced coffee, because I'm gay.
Mm-hmm, obviously. Me too.
Yes. Crab salad.
Ooh.
Love okay. Crab salad. Roasted garlic and creamy mushroom potato soup.
Oh my god, that sounds so delicious.
It's delightful. Our traditional food, the potato pancakes.
I don't like those.
I love those.
I don't know, it's something for the taste, how they taste. I don't particularly like them, but okay, pop off.
Vegetarian lasagna.
Ooh.
My aunt makes this really good vegetarian lasagna, and I don't like that side of the family, but I like her lasagna, so.
Ah.
You know, the choices, the choices.
Yeah.
Oh, baked mac and cheese.
Oh, yes.
Philadelphia sushi.
Ooh,
sushi. You don't like sushi, right?
I don't like sushi, no.
Well, I really do. Maybe the next one might, maybe the next dish I'm gonna say might, convince you. Banana tiramisu.
Yes!
It's so good.
Oh my god.
Amazing. Raspberry macaroons.
Ooh, spicy.
Spicy?
No, fancy.
Okay. blueberry cheesecake. Brownie with ice cream, strawberries, and bananas.
I'm hungry now.
I'm so hungry. And lastly, Swedish fish.
Swedish fish?
Huh. Like those candies.
Ooh.
I don't know why I really like them. There's just something, there's a charm about them.
There is.
But yes, but I have so much food written down that I feel like I'm just gonna have like a, my heart will just give out from all the calories.
Yeah, but that might happen.
I mean,
about the lasagna part, sorry if I cut you.
Okay.
I recently, I haven't ate lasagna ever. But yeah. Recently, I had, my dad bought from Lidl this bolognese lasagna.
Ooh.
It was so good.
Yes.
It's, it cost, $5.54.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good. I felt so full after that. Like, it was basically just pasta with bolognese.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what lasagna is.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Oh, I can't believe I hadn't thought about it earlier to try it.
I know. I truly believe that you haven't lived until you've eaten lasagna.
Yeah. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, this is more of a bit more math one. If my calculator, the regular ones that we used to use in chemistry, you know.
Yes.
That don't have a history on them.
Yeah.
Well, if they did, I think it would be a bit more embarrassing than my browser history.
Oh my god, that's so true.
Because I'd be literally, counting 1 + 1.
You know, this does remind me of a scenario. When I was in a smaller class, I think it might have been third or fourth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a math test, and there was this one equation. It was 13 minus 6 or something. And for the life of me, I just couldn't figure it out. I was is it 7? Is it 6? It's 6 or 7. And I wrote down 7, and then I crossed it out and wrote 6, and then I crossed that out and wrote 7, and I did that 5 more times.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
That must have been so confusing.
The teacher, she had to sit me down for a talk after that.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
No, for me, it's It's like, is 2 times 5 10? Like, I just have to make sure if it's right, if it's correct.
Yeah, because, like, you don't want to be incorrect.
Exactly. But, like, 2 times 5, obviously, sin. I just have to make sure.
Exactly. You never know.
Exactly. Okay.
I think it's my turn now.
Yeah, it is.
I've been thinking about dreams a lot recently. Mm-hmm. Dreams are weird.
Obviously.
I don't know what spiked this thought. I think it might have been like one of the dreams from the ones I've documented.
Ooh. But
I have such weird dreams. Like, when I tell people in my life about my dreams, they're like, are you on meth before you go to sleep?
It's that crazy?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me find a dream that I could read out.
Okay, while you do that, I'm going to tell you, like, a little fun fact about me. I don't really dream. And those rare times I remember what I dreamed, it's been, like, a weird premonition. Like, mm-hmm. once, I think it was a dream. I still don't know if I heard somebody talk about it or, like, it was a dream. Like, I remember only, like, a black screen, but I did hear, like, my dad is gonna be, like, was gonna buy my mother a new watch because her old one was, like, dying out. Like, it wasn't working anymore properly. So, that was my dream. Or, like, I think it was my dream. And literally, like, a week after, my dad bought my mom, like, a new watch. And it was so bizarre. I don't know. It was, like, it definitely wasn't, like, wasn't deja vu. But it was so weird. And I was questioning my life after that.
The weird premonition dreams get me.
Yeah.
Because I experience deja vu a lot.
Ooh.
Like, I remember, I don't know if I dreamed this scenario or if it was like a weird fever dream when I had just woken up or something, but I remember like being in the downstairs part of my house and my mother was talking with my brother and I predicted their conversation. I was just like, he's going to ask her for money. He asked her for money. She said, what do you need it for? And like, so on and so forth. I predicted that they were going to move to the next room to talk. It was very interesting.
Damn. It's either you know them so well that you can predict their every move, or you've lived through it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so weird.
That's where the parallel universe theory comes into play.
Exactly. Like, you know, like, Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness, right?
Yes.
Essentially, in MCU, when you dream, you look in the eyes of yourself in, like, a parallel universe.
Yes.
That's essentially the whole thing why, like, spoilers. Spoiler warning. Why Wanda was so keen on going into multiverse and, like, you know, to be with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so, like, bizarre.
I found a dream that I can read out.
Ooh, okay.
This was more of a nightmare than anything else, but it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize in advance if I disturb anyone. So I was in this like dark room with only a projector that was covering like one of the walls and with my physical therapist at the time. I don't go to her anymore, sadly. Mm-hmm. But she was pregnant. In real life, she wasn't, but in my dream, she was for some reason. And I was in a room with her and a projector, and she was pregnant. And then all of a sudden, she, like, this weird nightmare creature with, like, pale white skin and dark eyes that leaked black liquid just crawled out of her stomach and onto the floor. It like made a plop sound, like, and like when that thing emerged, it gave birth to the same version of itself but smaller, and it kept going, like, and that version that got born like birthed another version of itself but smaller, and it just kept going and going and going until the whole room was filled with those weird nightmare creatures.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, my dreams are very weird.
Huh. That's interesting. That's an interesting nightmare.
Yeah. I know that you said you don't dream, but have you had the experience of lucid dreaming?
Not really. The only dream from my childhood, I'll talk about, since we're talking about nightmares, I'm going to talk about this one nightmare that I think gave me my insecurities and my social anxiety that I have now.
Okay.
I still remember this quite vividly. Like, I was in my dream. I was sleeping in my parents' room because it was storming outside and I was afraid of thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I still kind of am. I still jump.
Yeah.
I was sitting there, and I think, like, I heard, like, these people coming down the road with, like, those giant forks and torches, like, in the Salem witch trials, you know?
Yeah.
And they were coming to our house, and I was like, oh, shit. And, like, I still remember crying about it when I woke up. Like, and those people, I remember, were our school students.
Oh my SPV. God.
Like, I was like 10 at the time, and I was so freaked out and scared. I literally was crying. And I think that's what gave me my insecurities.
Oh God.
Yeah. It was so weird.
That sounds terrifying.
It was. Luckily, I don't dream, as I said, that much. The only dreams I do have, I probably don't remember anymore.
I dream quite a lot. But the dreams that I deem to be, like, the weirdest, I write them down because they make for interesting stories later on.
Of course. Everything for the content.
Exactly. Like, I live for the content. I'm a theater kid. What else do you expect from me? And the first time I lucid dreamed was very interesting, but since then, I've only had, like, a few lucid dreams, but there is this one that specifically sticks out to me.
Mm-hmm.
In my dream, I was, like, in my house, but I was this one anime character. If anyone listening has watched Hunter x Hunter, I was Kurapika. And I was chasing this one other character from that show around the house because she stole, like, a bag of candy that I owned. And I was pissed off because I wanted my candy back. And, like, I was chasing her around. And then when we got to, like, my living room, I realized that it was a dream. So I said out loud in my dream that it was a dream, and everything morphed. Everything, like, you know those, like, Pinterest? Very interesting of me to compare it to a Pinterest meme, but where it's like a brainwashing spiral, where it's like a black and white spiral, Unisonus had.
Yeah.
It was that, and instead of the anime girly in front of me, she transformed into this black and white clown with red eyes, and a butter knife appeared in my hands, and the dream was implying that I needed to kill the clown with a butter knife.
Jesus Christ.
And so I did it, and that was the only way that I could wake up. So, like, I woke up, and I was like, that was That was very weird. So I got out of bed and I looked beside me, and there was the candy bag by my bed, and then I actually woke up.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about freaky.
Dude, this happened before my ninth grade exam.
Oh no.
Dude, ninth grade was an experience.
It was an experience, yeah. Okay. I'll do the last one.
Okay.
And then I think we can finish.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is more about being naive. Like, you know, parents say to us to not believe everything I see on TV or the internet.
Yeah.
But now I have to tell them that they don't have to believe everything they see on Facebook.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Why? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like, it's like we have to babysit our parents with social media.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, because just today, my mother saw a news article about this Latvian Twitch streamer who, at the age of 25, could, like, afford her own house and, like, was a very rich lady. And she asked me to explain what a streamer is.
Oh, no. Okay, and, like, at least, it's not that bad, at least.
Yeah, and, like, you know my mother, so.
Yeah, I do know your mother.
You know she's a very interesting lady.
Yeah, she is. She has her, yeah, personality. An interesting personality.
Yes, she sure does. Okay, so I think that just about wraps up our little segment for this week.
Exactly. So, thank you all for listening.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out our socials, which are going to be in our episode notes.
Yeah.
And I'll link the Murder with My Husband episode also in the episode notes.
So go
listen to that. It's a two-parter. Go listen to those two episodes. They're good. They're actually really good.
Oh, I will for sure listen to those.
Okay. Thank you for listening. This was Artie and Marsh.
Yes, and please do come back next time.
Next week on Monday, because we're now switching from Sundays to Mondays.
Yes, because we are disoriented.
Exactly, and we are busy. We have school. We still have school.
Oh, I'm so busy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm sorry, you know, man.